Well then, welcome back to Andromeda here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Andrew Fellows, and this is Halloween. Well, not yet, but this is our Halloween show of the week here. The show kind of fell at a kind of an awkward place. Our next show is going to be the day after Halloween, so I figured I'd try to squeeze this one in on the 25th. And so you just heard The Misfits with Halloween, the vocal talents of none other than Tony Danzig. Is that his name, Tony? I think it's Danzig, either way. I should know that. But Halloween, regardless, that is our theme for today. We're going to be hearing some metal, we're going to be hearing some rock, we're going to be hearing a little bit of poetry as usual, as that is now a permanent installment in this show. We're going to be hearing some experimental rock and a little bit of country as well. So, very fun times. Stay tuned. Stay scary. That's what I'll be doing. As we will now be hearing from Black Sabbath with Children of the Grave, a classic from 1971. We'll be right back. All right then, wasn't that a riot? That was Alice in Chains with Them Bones from their autumnal, very grungy, alternative metal album Dirt from 1992, and preceding that, a relic of the classic era of metal, Children of the Grave, from the one and only Black Sabbath off of Master of Reality. All right then, well, I guess we'll continue along that road. Now we're going to hear a couple tracks from a fella named Josh Homme, whose last name really hurts me as a French speaker, because I wish it was but we'll live with that, because he seems to be able to live with that. And two bands that he was the mastermind of, Kyuss and Queens of the Stone Age, both two of my favorite rock groups, stoner rock, stoner metal, whatever you do want to call it, if I may use that word on the air, if that word is compliant. And even if it's not, it's appropriate. So, here we go. Demon Cleaner, Kyuss, 1994. Let it rip. It's Halloween, baby. Thank you. That song really does give me whiplash. That's Song for the Dead by Queens of the Stone Age off of Songs for the Deaf, album from 2002. Amazing, amazing album. Before that was Demon Cleaner from a previous Josh Homme project. Kios, Welcome to Sky Valley, 1994 right there. All right, now, well, I guess we'll get this part of the hour going. My favorite part of the hour, PSA time. And today we're gonna talk about something that can be a little bit scary for a lot of people, but not in a Halloween way, in a very real way. We're gonna talk about uninsured healthcare costs. Some numbers to think about. In the healthcare debate, it's often stated that the uninsured drive up healthcare costs for everyone else because they use medical services without paying for them, ultimately shifting their bills along to those with insurance through higher premiums. While it is true that overwhelming medical expenses are a factor in more than 62% of all personal bankruptcies, and that each year there are $57 billion in unpaid medical bills, the fact is that those $57 billion represent just 2% of the $2.5 trillion Americans annually spend on healthcare. Compare that to 2.2% to retail shoplifting losses, which can run as high as 15%. So focusing in on where the expenses really are, just 5% of Americans account for half of all medical costs, and the majority of them are older, white, and already covered by a private or public health insurance plan. So, some food for thought next time health insurance comes up in a conversation. All right then, well, back to the music, I suppose. I guess we'll hear some more symphonic, some more grand, and some more, metallic music, but not too metallic, not too intense. We're not going to go crazy here today. Let's hear some Ghost. Let's hear some nice pop metal right now. It's from Opus Eponymous. This is Ritual from Ghost. Wasn't that wonderful? Type O Negative. Always amazed by that band. Perfect choice for a Halloween playlist of any kind from their album October Rust. That is Wolf Moon, including Zoanthropic Paranoia. I had to look up the word zoanthropic. It means I believe, confusion between human form and animal form. So something about becoming a wolf, being a werewolf, that sort of thing. All good fun there. Amazing vocal performances on that album. I'm always amazed by the range of their vocalist. And before that, we heard another great performance from Ghost, a Swedish pop metal band with Ritual. Some very, very appropriate songs and a very, very appropriate poem. We're about to hear a reading of a Halloween classic, a classic overall, from Edgar Allan Poe. This is A Dream Within a Dream. Enjoy.
Take this kiss upon the brow, and in parting from you now, this much let me avow. You are not wrong who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep while I weep, while I weep. O God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? O God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
Thank you. clutches her stomach and begins to eat. The ticket taker smiles. The last car is ready. Who told you you could leave?
Well then, we just heard Breadcrumb Trail, a classic song about a dream, or rather a nightmare-like experience at a carnival with a strange fortune teller, some strangely terrifying experiences on some rides. I don't know, he might just have a fear of heights. But that was off of the album Spiderland, amazing, amazing post-rock album from, I believe that is 1991, amazing. And before that, we heard the poem, A Dream Within a Dream, trying to coordinate songs and poems there with the subject matter. But regardless, some Halloween vibes from both of those pieces. And now I guess we will continue on out of the realm of metal and out of the realm of post-rock and all of that crazy stuff. Let's get into some, I guess we could call it art rock, some Nick Cave, some Tom Waits. I appreciate the guidance of my wonderful roommate for reminding me that Tom Waits is very, very appropriate for a Halloween show. So we'll be hearing some of him, and we'll be hearing some of the genius of the illustrious Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds right now, in fact, with Up Jumped the Devil here on WMFO.
Claim on me. the start, the doom to play the villain's part. I was the baddest Johnny in the apple caught. My blood was blacker than the chambers of the dead nun's heart. But who's that milling around the courthouse steps? Nail on my face to the hitching fence. Who's that milling around the courthouse steps? Up jumped the devil and off we crept.
On the crack, a mean mother of a type of one-night jack. see my headlights, no honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhounds, chase that devil to the core. Half mile I chugged the Mississippi, that a sucker drives a bone. I'm born in a taxi cab, I'm ever going home. It's about the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother of a type of one out of jack. I've seen the glory, the draining of the ditch. I only come to Baton Rouge, I got 5 miles of a witch. I'm gonna snatch me up a couple of them every time it rains. You see, I look, I'm more than probably thinking it's a train. With the plastic grip guy, stepping on the crack. Mean mother of a type of one eyed jack. What do you think is the sunshine? Just a twinkle in my eye. Got a ring around my fingers, call it 4th of July. I get a little lonesome, tip off of my cheek. Born to be an ocean in the middle of the of a magpie was a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear me off a rainbow, wear it for a time. I never told the truth, so I can never tell a lie. With the plastic graveyard, stepping on a crack. A mean mother of a type of one out of jack.
All right, all right. Well, way to end the show on a little bit of a more upbeat note, a little bit less of a dark note there with Tom Waits from Blue Valentine. That's Whistling Past the Graveyard. And before that, we heard Up Jump the Devil from the wonderful Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds album Tender Prey. Two artists that I definitely think go hand in hand, and both have the perfect voices. Although they both are uniquely different, they definitely have the perfect voices for this kind of thing, this kind of season, this kind of holiday. Got about 5 minutes left in the show today. You're still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio here. And I think I'm about to close it out today with some country. Some classic country, some Johnny Cash. Some of you who know him might already know the song that I am about to play. But before I say goodbye today, let me just wish you all a happy Halloween. Whatever you may be doing, if you're staying inside, going outside, trick-or-treating or not, or whatever festivities you may be partaking in, be safe. Don't get too close to other people, because they're pretty scary. And have a good time. And I will see you next week, same time, same place, here on Andromeda. Bye now. And this will be Johnny Cash.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cries. Yippee-i-o. Faces gaunt, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. They are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh.